Another deep drop. Rolls to his right. Now he's going to keep it and run with it. Josh Allen at the 20, at the 10. Josh Allen inside the 10. Dodgers one man into the end zone. He goes. Touchdown. Touchdown, Josh Allen. Touchdown, Buffalo. A 30-yard run. It was spectacular. It was amazing.
Let's get to it. He's on the Wester Hotline. And now we can add Sabres analyst to his titles because he was at the hockey game last night. Bills quarterback Josh Allen joining us right now. Josh, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, first of all.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
How'd you like the game last night?
It was awesome. You know, energy was fantastic. Crowd showed up, you know, and then the Sabres played extremely well.
You have a chance to get to many games? I mean, I know your schedule during the week might be pretty busy, but there are a lot.
Yeah, I think this has been my fifth game this year, so I've been to quite a few.
Can you just relax and enjoy it as a fan, or as an athlete, would you get stressed out? Would you, you know, do you look at the game any differently because you play professionally?
If it was baseball or basketball, maybe, but, you know, I never played hockey growing up. You know, this isn't a sport that really was around where I was at. So I get to admire and check out what these guys are able to do, and what they do on ice is unreal. You know, how they can skate around like that and then find the puck and put it into a net that's not very big and there's somebody blocking it. It's pretty special.
Baseball, basketball, football. I know a lot of people talk about multi-sport athletes. Like, one way to be the best, to be the healthiest, is to play multiple sports. Was football the one you loved the most?
No, absolutely. Even from a young age, that was my sport. Slept with the football. You know, it was the one thing that I wanted to watch all the time. That's never changed.
I'm trying to remember your backstory now, Josh, from when you were drafted. Did you always want to be a quarterback?
Yep, that's the only thing I've ever wanted to be.
At what point did you realize, hey, it's a difficult position to play, and a lot of love can come your way, but a lot of criticism can come your way too at that position?
I think high school. High school was really what it was. That's kind of where it got a little more competitive than the Pop Warner deal. But I can't ask for anything else of what this game's done for me.
Josh Allen joining us on the Wester Hotline. Josh, one of the things we talked about with Harrison Phillips was, what are you going to do in the offseason? And he seemed like he told us he had asked a bunch of veterans, what should I do? You know, how do I keep myself busy? He basically gave us the idea he would miss football so much he was going to try and do anything he could to keep like a football life going, even though you're in a pretty lengthy off season. So how about you? Like, are you already thinking you're going to miss it? And how much work is there for you to do this off season?
I mean, there's still quite a bit of work. You know, obviously one or two weeks taking it off, kind of letting your body get back to where it needs to be. Hanging out with friends, going back home, and then when February comes around, and you know, start training again, start working on mechanics, cleaning up some footwork deals. But I mean, if you really think about it, this is the first time that a lot of guys have had a break in their entire life. You know, in college, we're still in spring ball, we got that going on. You go back to high school, some people play two or three sports during this time. You're involved with other activities, so this is kind of different for me. You know, I'm excited to have some time off and really kind of focus and tone in on you know, trying to get better.
Have you decompressed this week, or are you still thinking back to the season and games and things like that?
Still thinking back. You know, it wasn't the season that we all wanted. Definitely a lot of good moments, a lot of not so great moments. But being able to learn this past year and experience things that I did. You know, it was awesome, and it's going to help me in the long run.
I mean, we've talked about this, Josh. I think, you know, you, after injury, looked like a better quarterback than before the injury. So, you know, Josh Allen in December and what you were doing, what you were seeing, how you were playing, how do you feel you were different than, you know, what you were doing in September?
Well, I think it's kind of when Derek Anderson and Matt Barkley got to our quarterback room. They've helped me out so much, and be able to see how they handled things, how they, you know, progressed through their reads, you know, how they handled the team and the leadership roles, and they really showed me kind of a different side of football, and I appreciate what they've done for this, or for me and for this team, and I'm super excited that they're both coming back. Can't wait to get back to work, you know, come April.
Yeah, the Bills obviously wanted to keep the room together since they did sign both of those guys. How did they make you better? What are some of the biggest contributions those guys had made to you this season?
Well, first of all, like I said, I've said it over and over, you know, just kind of how they handled themselves. They're true professionals. When DA got here, how we handled walkthroughs, like just little things in walkthroughs, talking to guys, trying to get guys to, you know, be better around him. And then when you get to, you know, practice and how he prepared for games, and then during games, how he progressed quickly through his reads and got to his checkdowns. And then Matt came in off the street in 1 week, had to start a game, won a game for us. I mean, it really showed me really like how crazy the NFL is and how prepared some of these guys are, and you know, how well, you know, some of these guys are, you know, that aren't starting quarterbacks, and how they can come in, prepare, and win a game in the NFL or win a few games in the NFL. It's kind of crazy.
Josh Allen is with us here. Nothing beats game reps, Josh, and nobody wants to get injured. But as you look back on it, do you think there was a benefit to being out for a few weeks, being able to step back, watch from the sidelines, listen to Derek and Matt? Did that time away from things help your game?
I definitely think so. You know, it was kind of a little blessing in disguise, getting to kind of step back, see the game from a different perspective. You know, the game was moving pretty fast, you know, before I got hurt. And then after I got hurt, seemed like it slowed down just a little bit. I was seeing things a little better, you know, and that's when I was making better decisions and, you know, just feeling better playing the game of football.
You mentioned slowing down. I wanted to ask you about that, because the other day when Brandon Bean met with the media, one of the things he said when he was asked about your season, he said you could see things were slowing down for Josh in the second half of the year. When he says that, or when you say that, what specifically are you talking about? When a quarterback says, a young quarterback points out, things seem to be slowing down, can you explain that a little bit?
You just feel a little more comfortable. You know, the reads are becoming easier. You're seeing the dictating of coverage a little sooner. You can see it pre-snap. And in turn, your decision just becomes that much quicker, because you know where your guys are supposed to be and you know where their guys are supposed to be. You know, sometimes they'll try to fool you and disguise things. But, you know, post-snap, when you see your key or one of your, you know, defensive backs go a certain way, you're like, okay, I know where I'm going with this ball. Get to our steps, be on time, throw the ball where it needs to be.
Okay, and now in conjunction with that, with slowing down, as the season went on, did in terms of Brian Daboll and what he was giving you, did you get more freedom? Did you get more responsibility? Did he put more on the plate, so to speak, for you as the season went on with the offense?
Yeah, you know, being more comfortable in this offense, you know, and the relationship that me and Dave's have, you know, it's continuing to grow. We're in a good spot right now, and you know, I trust Dave, and I love him, and you know, he's in our room every day talking to us, explaining what we need to do, and his expectations of us are very high. You know, I trust the guy, and I'm going to try to do whatever he says and execute whatever play he calls.
A couple more things with you, Josh. I'm curious. Let's do a little self-scouting. When you go back and watch your games, as you did during the season, I don't know, maybe you'll do it in the offseason. When Bruce Arians was working, I think it was the Detroit game, he mentioned that one of the things he'd like to see is the occasional, you know, 0-to-10-yard pass. Like, you have a rocket arm. You love to throw the ball downfield. You want to make the big play. You have that competitive fire. Do you think, is that part of the, you know, your game from year one? Do you believe there's an element to every now and then being able to take the check down, even though it's not a sexy play, obviously?
Absolutely, and you know, that's kind of been my MO for the past few years. You know, I've got this mindset where, you know, I love pushing the ball downfield. I love, you know, big plays, exciting plays. I've got to start focusing more on the smart play, and you know, sometimes these, you know, 3, 4, 5 yard passes turn into big gains, because you know, you're getting the ball into your playmaker's hands. They can make somebody miss, and, you know, and they can take it the distance if need be. So that's still a game I'm working on and developing, and that's decision making. You know, that's, you know, progression, getting through quick enough, pocket awareness, and, you know, obviously finding him and getting him the ball.
How about your running? You know, you were very effective. Actually, you led the team in rushing this season. Congratulations, by the way, on that. When it comes to running, you're welcome. Do you enjoy doing that? I mean, you don't shy from contact. We know that. Or was that more, of a necessity, or hey, you know, if the defense is giving me this stuff, I might as well take it. How do you balance out when to run the football?
Yeah, you know, it really turned out that if the defense was giving it to me, I was going to decide to take it. You know, we weren't really calling a whole bunch of called quarterback runs. They were, you know, mostly on the scramble. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where if they're playing one too many guys in coverage and not worrying about me, and I can make one guy in the pass rush miss, our five linemen kind of opened up some lanes, and, you know, I just kind of took what was in front of me. You know, that's really what it was. I'm not really trying to take that game away from me, but, you know, to win consistently in this league, you got to win from within the pocket. So, you know, I'm not saying we need to tone it down, but I got to be better in finding my check downs and, you know, getting the ball out on time.
Just slide or get out of bounds so people like me aren't nervous. That's all. I mean, that's the only thing I would say.
Exactly.
Do you have, when you look back on it, Josh, I'm curious, do you have a favorite game? Do you have a favorite play or moment or anything that will stand out for you from your rookie season?
I would have to say it was this final game, you know, with Kyle, with it being Kyle's last game, how many fans were there, you know, sitting at 5-10, obviously we're in playoff contention, but how many fans were there and the energy in the stadium, and how our guys played. You know, we really found ourselves late in the season and we got better. You know, it was sad to see the season end, but the way we did it, the excitement that, you know, I have in this team, how young we are, and how much room we have to grow, and to go out and play like that, you know, it was extremely fun to be a part of, and, you know, I'm just super glad we could send Kyle out the right way.
At one point during the preseason, you joked about throwing a football out of the stadium if you scored a touchdown, and it looked like you thought about it or you faked it. Which was it?
No, I definitely thought about it.
Okay.
You know, that I was usually going to do it to the opposite side, because the side that I scored on, they've got that huge jumbotron.
It's tougher.
It adds a few more yards. So I didn't want to embarrass myself, obviously, but obviously there's probably a little fine when you throw the ball into the stand. So think about that a little bit too.
Okay. Is it all right? Since there's a fine involved,
can we chip in?
I was going to say, like, I don't want to say it's on the to-do list, but is it still something that, I don't know, might cross your mind some other time in the other end of the stadium?
You know, it now that you mention that, it might. You know,
all right.
I'm not opposed to it.
I think you. I was going to say, did you have one of your Jacksonville touchdowns in that corner in that end of the stadium? You could have thrown the ball out there.
Maybe the Titans one was that end of the stadium. I'm not sure.
You could work on it in OTAs if you ever get out of the, you know, if you're not in the field house and you get over into the stadium in the spring, work on it then.
That's right.
Because you can't really work on it at Fisher, you know.
We also have a texter that says he's familiar with her hometown, asking if you miss a place called Tri-Tip Sandwiches.
Oh, absolutely. They don't really have tri-tip sandwiches around here.
What's
a West Coast thing?
What's a tri-tip sandwich?
I mean, it's a beef or kind of like a steak, but it's just a different part. Super good. I throw some barbecue sauce on it. There's some good spots down where we're from that you know, specialize in tri-tip sandwiches.
Sounds good.
What do you do in your time when you have a little bit of downtime, when you go back home and see friends? What do you do for fun in that time?
I mean, just kind of hang out. I mean, I live back on the farm, so just kind of hang out, swim a little bit. It's kind of warm back home. Hang out with the family and friends, maybe, you know, play some links and hit the golf course a few times and just kind of decompress a little bit.
We know Kyle's a great player, a great golfer. Scratch, how about you?
I'm like a 12 handicap. I'm around there. Right. I'm getting better, though.
Hey, right. Have you ever broken 80?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's good.
I mean, a 12 handicap is, yeah, you're flirting with that plenty of times, I'd imagine.
Well, listen, don't work too hard on the farm in the off season, okay?
I don't plan on it.
All right, good. Good. You can hire farmhands. Congratulations on your rookie year, Josh, and thanks very much for giving us some time this morning. Have a great offseason.
You as well.
Thank you. Josh Allen with us here on the West Hur Hotline.